Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. In him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. In him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus. Help me to praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. In him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we've come before your presence with singing this morning. We've come before your presence with praise. We've come before you, God, to magnify you and to glorify your name. For we begin off with offering you the praises of our lips as we offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. We don't do it, God, with the clapping of the hands or the dancing of the feet, but as the writer Paul declared unto the church, unto the people in Hebrews, offer unto God a sacrifice of praise, that is, the fruit of your lips, offering him the best, offering our God the best, offering him a worship and an adoration that is comely for an awesome and a mighty God. The Bible tells us that praise is comely for the upright, meaning that praise changes things. Praise transforms situations. Praise, God, takes our mind off of our situations and our circumstances and places it solely focused in on you, God. And at this very hour in the morning, God, it is our endeavor, God, to get our hearts and our minds focused on you, God. For this is the day that the Lord hath made. You made another day just for us, oh God. And because you made the day just for us, God, we can rejoice and be glad in it. To magnify you and to glorify you and begin this day off with praise, God, is a great way to start off any day. This Tuesday, God, this day that the Lord hath made, the year, in the year of 2017, another day that you have blessed us to be able to see, that we cannot take for granted, God, because today was not promised. This present, this gift that you gave us for today was not promised, because last night when we went to sleep, could have been our sleep unto rest, God, but you said not so, God, and that you had a purpose and that you had a plan for our lives, and for that I am grateful. Thank you for another chance to say yes to your will, God. Thank you for another chance to say yes to your way. Thank you for another another opportunity to give your name the glory and the honor and the praise, to offer unto you my praise so that you can come in and inhabit the praises of your manservant. But you don't just offer, you don't just inhabit my praises, but anyone that be willing to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, anyone that will be willing to bless the Lord at all times, anyone that will be willing to praise ye the Lord, you're willing to come in and you're willing to show yourself mighty and to come rest in their presence and rest in their situation and rest on their behalf. And God, anytime you come on in, God, you don't leave things the same, because a great big God has to fill up a little bitty old space. But God, you're so great and you're mighty that you come on in and you move by your power and you move by your spirit and you move by your might in the presence of your people, and we can't handle you. And so your glory just overwhelms the whole entire situation as we invite you in. God, give us a mindset, Lord, today. Give us the thoughts today, God, to think on you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us the audacity. Oh, God, give us the daring, God, to make a joyful noise unto you, God, and to bless your name this morning, God. Give us, oh God, the desire, and give us the hunger and the thirst, God, to be in your presence, God, and to be in your midst. And if we do that, God, we'll be willing to bless you. If we do that, God, we'll be willing to magnify you, God. If you're able, God, to come on in, God, we can't handle your glory, God, and so we can't help, God, but to overflow. And that is our desire, God, today, to overflow in you, God, today, overflow in worship, overflow in praise, God, overflow in your mercy, overflow in your power, God, that you might get the glory out of us. Use us for vessels of honor, Lord, today. Help us to put flesh under subjection. Put the devil out of our minds. Cast him out. Reject his thoughts. Reject his actions. Reject his desires. To put this flesh under subjection so that it won't steal any of your glory. For the devil, he comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. He's a thief. I don't even want to call him a lying wonder, because he's not a wonder, but he is a defeated foe, because we have already been given the victory. And what I saw yesterday, I saw something on social media that the devil is mad that he has to go to hell, so he's a sore loser. And anytime you have a sore loser, they want everybody to lose with them. But I thank you, God, that you are the victor. And because you are the victor, God, you want everybody to live in victory with you. And so you promised that you came that we might have life. God, that we can have life here on earth, and not just life, but life that more abundantly. Help us to walk in our abundance of life, Lord, today. God, help us to live in the victory of your presence, God, your indwelling, God, your spirit all the day long, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And help us to welcome you and to surrender to your will, God, so that your will might be done in our lives, and that we might obtain, or that we might receive, not obtain, that we might receive the strength that we need for this day. God, we need your glory, God, today. We need your presence, God. That means we need your strength. Strength to walk right, God. Strength to talk right. Oh, God, strength to encourage, oh, God. Strength, oh, God, to share your good news, God. Strength to go through the day, God, to be a witness for you, God. Strength to hold my mule, God, and put the devil under subjection, God. We need you, God, today. We need the strength like no other than you can provide. And so pour into us today. Bless us, Lord, today. Keep us, Lord, today. And give us the strength that we need. If there's anything in us that's unlike you, we pray that you cast it out of us right now. Bind the devil on every hand. Purge us with hyssop, Lord. Create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us, God, that we may worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord. That our praise, God, may not stink in your nostrils, Lord, but that it may be a glorious and a wonderful smell, God, in your nostril, and a glorious sound in your ears. God, I just hear my soul singing, praise the name, hallelujah, of Jesus. He is my rock, hallelujah. He is my fortress, and I often say that he is my portion. Oh, God, that you are my deliverer. Glory to your name. In you will I trust. It's in you will I believe, God, because my faith, God, my strength comes from my belief in you, God. Oh, God, because I can do all things, God, because you strengthen me, God. Hallelujah. When I wait upon you, when I trust in you, God, renewal comes, God. God, I can
can mount up with wings as eagles, walk and not be weary, run and not faint, God, because my trust is in you. I don't have to lean unto my own understanding, but I can depend upon you. My hope is depending upon you. My walk depends upon you. My life, God, it depends upon you. I can't do anything without you. And so, God, I get confidence because my confidence, I get boldness. I get strength. I don't have to burn any unnecessary energy because I know that you will always fight my battle and that all things work together for my good. Thank you, God, because it's your word that keeps us. It's your word, and I get strength from your word. Oh, God, and so I thank you. Help us to put flesh under subjection. Help us to cast the devil out of the minds. And help us, oh, God, to live peaceable lives on this day, that you might get the glory out of us. I pray, God, this day for the White family. Oh, God, the New York Eastern Third Jurisdiction, oh, God, of the Church of God in Christ. I pray for the family, the membership at Zion Cathedral Church of God in Christ, and then the many people that have come from across the land to encourage, to love on, to celebrate the life and legacy of Bishop Frank Otha White. Thank you, God, for an opportunity to serve a great legend in the gospel who served during his season in time, God, that we may put him to rest with the dignity and class, God, that he gave to us in this life. Thank you for his family, God. We pray you bless Bishop Frank Anton White, oh, God, and all of his daughters and his wife, Dr. Juliette White, God. We pray that you bless his church family, God. Oh, God, that you would continue to strengthen them and encourage them, God. My brother Dexter Hedgebeth, God. My brother Kale Mann, God, and the others, God, who are mourning the loss of their beloved leader, God, and then the entire jurisdictional family. Encourage them today as we lay him to rest during this national service. That's our leader, presiding Bishop Charles Edward Blake. And we know that you're going to give him a word, God, to encourage the people of God, oh, God, and to celebrate this great man of God. Order us, oh, God, today. Help us to be effective, God, as we serve in the adjutancy, God, as we intend to sanctify the leader in the eyes of the people, God. Anoint us to serve. Bind the spirit of haughtiness. Bind the spirit of showmanship. Bind the spirit of pride right now, God. Cast the devil out of the minds of those, oh, God, that have a desire to get the attention today. But help us to serve, oh, God, in dignity, God. Help us to serve, oh, God, in spirit and in truth, that you might get the glory out of us, God. Do it for your glory, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and use us, God, today. We pray for our president. We pray for this nation. I pray for Praise Center Church of God in Christ. And then I pray for everyone, God, that have taken time out this morning to join me in prayer. It was a sacrifice this morning as my body is a little weary from the late night last night. God, but I thank you because every time I offer you this sacrifice, every time I meet you here at 7 a.m. on Tuesday and Thursday and at 5:30 on Wednesday, God, you come in and you show up in a great and mighty way. When I offer you this sacrifice, God, my body desired more rest, God, but when I put my trust in you, you renew my strength, God. You best bless me and pour into me, and your spirit is what I need and more. Your spirit will keep me throughout the day. Your spirit will strengthen me and breathe life into me throughout the day. And for that, God, I am grateful, and I'm looking in anticipation of you blessing us all day long. Watch over and keep us, God. Give us safe traveling mercies as we go throughout this day and as we make our way home later on this evening. Bless those that have prayer requests, God, the cultures of Acts 4 prayer. So we pray that you would bless them and touch them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm still asking for prayer, God, for the Williams family, Bishop C.D. Williams in Alaska, my brother, oh, God, that's out there, God, Hatcher, Overseer Gabriel Hatcher, God. Bless my brother. Encourage him, Lord, today in the name of Jesus. We're still praying for the Long family, oh, God, and even the Hunt family during their times of bereavement. And then we pray, God, for, again, this nation, that we will be a nation that's under God. But since we are leading or on our way to apostasy, God, or deep into apostasy, God, give us to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Because if you said, and because you said in your word, that if I send pestilence in the land, God, God, and damage comes from my wrath, God. If my people, which have been called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will heal from heaven, and I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land, God. Our land needs to be healed. Our sins need to be forgiven, God. So help us as a people, God, a nation, to turn from our wicked ways, find ourselves praying and humbling ourselves, God, so that our land might be healed. We need you, God, today. So we surrender to your will, God. We call upon you, God, because there is no one else that we can call upon. We need your help, God, today. So come to more, Lord, and have your way, God. Move by your power. Move by your might. Move by your spirit, Holy Ghost, right now, God, in the name of Jesus, and sweep over us, oh God, that we might have a praying spirit, God, not just right now, but throughout the day, that we may find ourselves praying without ceasing, God, that we might find ourselves, oh God, praying and not fainting, God. Give us to pray, Lord, today. And so let the words of our mouth, the meditations of our heart, let them be acceptable to you this day, God. Oh, Lord, you are my strength. Lord, you are our Redeemer, and we need you, God, today. So bless us. Walk with us. Pour into us. Pour out all over us, God. Overflow in us, God. That your love might overflow in us. That your joy might overflow in us. That your peace, God, might overflow in us. That, God, your mercy, God, your fruit of your spirit, God, might overflow through us all day long as we go to school, as we go to work, as we go to a funeral, as we ride on the metro, as we ride in our cars. Holy Ghost, have your way and allow your fruit to remain and exude out of us, that our God, who's worthy of the praise, who's worthy of the honor, who's worthy of the glory, may get it all from us this day, just today, not worried about tomorrow, but we're walking in the promise of this day, the day that the Lord hath made. Thank you, Lord, for another day. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray this day. Amen and amen. God bless you, saints. Thank you for taking time out to join us in prayer this morning. I'm not sure if I was loud enough, but later you will let me know shortly.